Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The Lord is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. It's an honor to serve the Lord, our God and King, who thinks of everything. Now, in life, I say that a lot. He thinks of everything. Be adjustable to God. He knows what he's doing. It's going to work. It always does, it always will, and it always has. God has a perfect track record. Yield to him. There are things that will puzzle you in life. You know, we're living in the very last days, and I have the responsibility of warning people things that's going to happen in these last days. My theme on the radio broadcast is Final Moments. And I teach things to help people know and understand what time it is and how life works. People have all forms of problems, so the Holy Spirit has me to deal with that because people are distracted by their problems. And they're so distracted by problems that it's hard for them to concentrate on God. So I have to minister a lot of solutions. How do you win in this life? And I have to help people understand how to win, how to go forward. But the Lord is up to something, and his plan is good. And part of the solution is serving him. And there's dynamic knowledge to serving God, things to watch out for. I've seen a lot of people give up and give in and give out because of everyday life problems, and they don't have the strength to handle it. But if you learn to receive the strength of the Lord, you can do anything. If you have a weak battery, you can charge it up. And it'll get you by for a while because it's a weak battery. And even weak Christians, if they'll go to the Lord and receive what he's saying, he can cause them to make the day. Not only can they survive for themselves, but they can help other people survive and also help other people thrive. If they say the right thing at the right moment, they may not have all the skills to stay charged up. They may not understand warfare, but they can make a strong difference. And the enemy is afraid of them for good reason. So while people are out of balance, he tries to destroy their lives. But when you have a strong will to live and honor God, and there's nothing Satan can do with you, you outclass him because Jesus has given you the authority to conquer Satan. Just like the giants were afraid of the children of Israel, and they were chased out of town. In many cases, they were afraid of Joshua and Caleb. They couldn't do anything with them. It's not because they didn't want to. They had no authority over them guys because angels were helping them fight. And they drove them out of the land. Now they did a partial drive. They allowed some people stayed. The Philistines stayed. The Gibeonites stayed. And others stayed. The Gibeonites came to and tricked Joshua. They made themselves look like they had come from somewhere else and had nowhere to go. They showed them old clothes and molded bread and said, we come from another country. Can we please stay? We'll be your servants. And he made a deal with them. And he had to honor that deal. God told him not to do that. But he had compassion on the people. But they were lying to him. He didn't go and say, Lord, should I make this deal? He just made the deal. That's why when you follow God, you get approval. You can't go by everything you see. Even when I'm trying to do good, when the Lord give me revelation, I'm commissioned to give people the revelation that he sent it to, not people that he didn't send it to. So before I say some things, I get approval. And if I sense that I shouldn't, I just wait. There's nothing wrong with waiting. The knowledge of God can be so exciting you want to talk about it. And there are people that I trust in. If I tell somebody something that the Lord tell me that's a hard thing or something new, it's because I trust them. They've earned my trust, and I trust that they'll do right by the information. Nevertheless, I still run it by God. Everything I do, every decision I make, I run it by the Lord. Make sure that it's okay. If it's something I desire to do greatly, I run it by the Lord. This is how you do. And you can avoid problems. Learn to yield to him. We're not in the position to know what he knows. That's why Proverbs said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And he'll direct your paths. Acknowledge him in all your ways. He will direct your paths. And this is something I greatly desire to do. When you follow God and obey him, you can win. You can win good. And you can do the things that's important. No man can stop what God is building. Because God knows what he's doing. He knows how to build and what to do. And we just have to learn his ways and yield to him. And as we do so, we grow from glory to glory, from glory to glory. And you learn for yourself that God has a great plan and is fantastic. It's amazing. It's powerful. And and you'll say, that preacher was right. God does think of everything. And that's why you're amazed and acting on his word, you'll see that it's even greater than you perceive. God is good, folks. And he's coming back. His return is very soon, even near. At the door. All the dreams and visions of war, they're at the door. And I want to know what I can do now with the knowledge he gave me. I said, everything I've learned from Henry Gruber and Steve Quayle, the dreams and visions you gave me, things that Irvin Baxter said, things that Pastor Langford said, things that my pastor, the visions and dreams he had, I said, Lord, help me put it all together. Help me understand it and use this information correctly. And last night he gave me Isaiah chapter 6. God is up to something good, folks. His return is very soon, and we need to know him. He's coming back. And he's going to help us grow. He's going to help us do everything that we need to do. He loves us. He's for us. We're going to win. We did win. Because we win in Jesus Christ. And through him we can do all things. Everything that the Lord is doing and everything that he's up to, we're going to benefit by it. He put things in place so we can sense what time it is. The narrative of God is this. He's after sincerity. And he's going to get it. In fact, he's got it. And he's putting things in motion to bless all of his people. And I love him. Last week he told me something that he was doing, that he would do right just before he returned. He's going to cause people to speak from their heart. Everybody. Things are going to happen and they're going to speak from the heart. Whatever's in their heart, that's what they're going to reveal. People are going to start revealing the depths of their heart. Things are going to happen and they're going to speak whatever's in their heart, they're going to speak it. So that we can have a visual of what God sees. I don't know the details of how all that's going to work. But that's what he's doing. And I told you. He told me that. I'm about as puzzled as you are. But I understand. And this isn't the first time this has happened. Jeremiah chapter, I think it's 42 to 45. After Nebuchadnezzar came and took people captive from Israel, from Jerusalem to Babylon, Jeremiah ran across some people after they killed Gedaliah. And they asked him a question. They said, tell us whatever the Lord will say. We're going to do it. Whatever you say, we're going to do it. And he waited 10 days, came back. Long story short, they spoke from the heart. They said they're going to keep doing what they wanted to do. They broke covenant. They didn't do what God told them to do. And they took Jeremiah to Egypt, and he told them not to go to Egypt. And it started with the proud men. So in these days, if there's any adjustments, make the adjustments now. If there's anything that you have a problem with, anything that you're holding on to, let it go. Because the moment he returns, if a person had things in their heart that they shouldn't have, he's got to leave them here. If they had satanic opinions and God couldn't take them to heaven now, he's got to leave them here. He doesn't want to leave his people here. The rapture has a purpose. It's not like people have taught it. It's going to come at the correct time. I was always taught pre-tribulation rapture. And I'm not trying to, you know, I learned this. God is going to do this perfectly. More than I believe of pre-tribulation, mid-tribulation or post-tribulation rapture, I believe that God's going to be precise with it. It's going to be according to scripture, and it's going to be with a purpose. It's going to fulfill the intended purpose that it should fulfill. That's what I believe about the rapture. I'm not trying to limit God or hold him to one period of time or another. And people make some grand arguments both ways. But I have to remember that it comes at the last trump. So that kind of changed my pre-tribulation thinking. If the last trump is the seventh trump, a lot of things happen during the tribulation first. Some say it'll be right at the end of the tribulation. That's a good argument. But I know this, the purpose is God is going to collect the sincere people that don't need to be judged. Lukewarm people, he's going to spit them out. And those that he has to leave, he'll just have to leave. Because In 2017, the weekend before Thanksgiving, he said, "Tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left." That his return is imminent. To me, that means any moment now. This was in 2017. Now, he gave me 2 years, basically. Well, this weekend, it'll be 2 years. He gave us 2 years. Yeah, this Saturday will be 2 years. To warn people, to let them know. And I've been sounding that trumpet for 2 years. And this is how I found out about Henry Grube. I started watching what other people were saying about the rapture. Before, I didn't go to YouTube and look at things like that. I saw that he went through the Milky Way when he died, and that got my attention, and I started listening to him. And then I started listening to other broadcasts, and Steve Quayle was interviewing him, and I started studying him. And then Steve Quayle, you know, did another interview with David Langston, with Pastor Langston. Langston. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I got his name wrong. David Langston. And the Lord showed him the church would go through the tribulation. And I listened to him. I'm pre-tribulation, you know, at that point. And then I listened to Irvin Baxter. I may have heard of Irvin Baxter first. Then I saw the interview with Steve Quayle and Pastor Langston. I said, something's going on. I need to check this out. So I listened closer to Irvin Baxter. He gave a lot of details. One thing that I definitely agree with, I was taught that a lot of things would happen during the tribute. All the trumpets were compressed into the 7-year tribulation period. You got two major world wars, and they both lasted about 5 years, and in some cases with other countries 10. And he gave Baxter gave he made a lot of good points that God wouldn't leave something that big out of John's revelation, Apostle John's revelation. And I looked at it closer, and I believe he's right. The trumpets are not compressed into the 7-year period like I thought. Sometimes you have to yield to the Lord to get a better understanding. That's why you have to be adjustable. If you can't be adjustable, and the Lord is showing you greater revelation, if you don't make certain adjustments, you won't follow. You can't follow him with bad information. Somewhere you're going to have to let the bad information go. You have to make adjustments. I learned this a long time ago listening to James Robinson. He said, "Don't hold me to something I taught in the past. If God showed me better, give me room to make adjustments." And that's how you do. You have to do this. And so I have to make adjustments. Give me room to make adjustments. We all have to make adjustments. I don't know how many times I had to make adjustments. But I make them. And God is good. He's faithful. His return is soon. And his return is imminent, just like he said. And now I'm out of time. One day we're all going to be out of time. The Lord's going to return, and whatever condition we're in, that's where we'll be. And then the Lord will have to deal with it. Now, till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.